Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
That was me doing a
Hollywood
scream.
I get
Yeah, like that. Yeah, that's okay. What I was.
You did it.
I was doing.
I joined you.
Also, don't for anyone who has clicked on the episode and is currently panicking. Don't worry, I wasn't really stabbed in the head.
It's just a little
Halloween prank. And if you're an audio listener, just ignore that. Don't worry about it.
This episode is themed, Halloween themed, because when it releases,
Halloween is soon, and we're very excited.
I'm not
and because
really
of that.
At all.
We've asked you guys.
Wait, we haven't even.
Wait.
Shut up, I'm dying.
Shut up. Right, that was interesting. I'll get back on with explaining what the episode is. So this episode, okay. We have asked you guys to send us in your ghost stories because I, as you know, believe in ghosts on account of the experiences I've had.
And Jack, how are you?
And I'm well. How are you, Tom?
Well.
Glad we got that out of the way. On account of the experiences I've had, Tom, although being present for one of my major experiences, doesn't believe in ghosts so much.
I don't.
Why not? On account of all that ghostly stuff
everyone,
we experienced together.
Let's all grow up. Let's stop pretending. Let's have fun like we're kids, but let's live as adults. We had that one thing where we went to this super haunted house with Sam and Colby in England, and there was this creepy fella in there, and they took us to this ghost sex room, and there was these ghosts that would give you blowjobs, apparently, without
It was
asking.
A succubus and an incubus.
Oh, horrible words. But, Supposedly. Then we heard this little girl in the room go, hi, or something.
Hello, or something, yeah.
What I came to think is, yes, maybe it was a ghost. Or more likely, either the guy there was fibbing, or there was a tiny little speaker that played. The amount of factors that were out of our control make me not believe it. It wasn't like it was in my house.
I get that. I do get that.
I don't believe it.
I think it could have been. Like, there's nothing to say that it. Like, I don't think Sam and Colby were involved. I think, like, if anyone had faked it was the guy that worked at the house, right? And, like, maybe he did, but
he looked too smug the whole time.
But you know what it was? Not loads happened. You know, if a few things had happened, I would go, all right, that's
weird. Why it's a successful house, because they know that.
Maybe.
And I also think there's convincer's bias in it.
Do they make money? I assume Sam and Colby paid them. We didn't pay them.
Convincer's bias.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, where you're convinced it's going to happen, so you trick yourself.
Right, so I don't think that's called convincer's bias. But sure, I know what you're saying.
Yeah. What have they sent in?
They have sent in many stories. First one's from SodaSkip. I actually haven't read these at all yet.
I don't think ghosts are real.
Yeah, we've been
over
that,
give us your proof. And the viewers have sent in a load of stories to try and prove to us that they think it is real. Because you fully do believe.
Maybe not fully is a strong word. I'm more inclined to believe they exist than not, just given...
You felt a presence before.
What?
You felt like a presence on your back tingling, hadn't you? You've told me that you felt it with you.
I've gotten, like, vibes from places that then... things have like happened afterwards where I went like, oh, I was right to have that weird vibe.
Yeah.
But maybe I think things have happened because I got a weird, you know what I mean? Like maybe it's the other way around. I don't know. There's been a couple of times where I've heard like disembodied voices. The time with you, Sam and Colby. Yeah. And then I was once streaming from Eleanor's old apartment, yeah, and there was like a voice that you could hear on stream. It was like you know what I mean? It wasn't just me that heard it. Like you could hear it in chat. It was weird. Sorry, this knife is not very secure.
And I remember when we did the Sam and Colby, and I was like, oh my God, are you taking the piss? I've taken the one mate who actually believes in ghosts. I didn't realise you believed in ghosts till we got there. It was horrifying. I really was like, oh no, thank God.
Yeah, I was really glad you'd invite me because I was like firmly into my ghost stuff at that point. It was a good time.
Right. So look, we've asked for some proof from you, the audience, about ghosts, and we've got tons of stories. Should we start reading them?
Yes. First one comes from Soda Skip from the Patreon. They said there's a beach near their house that used to be a prisoner of war camp back in the day, and they swear on their life that when they were driving back from a trip there, they saw an older looking prisoner sitting in their back seat through the rearview mirror. When I turned around, the seat was empty.
I think they're just being silly.
Go on. You can just say that.
I think a lot of this episode is me being going, yeah, no. You had enough sleep. You were hungry.
I must admit, I like nothing about that necessarily proves.
I didn't prove nothing.
This is the thing. There's two types of ghost stories. There's like I experienced something, but maybe it was just me. And there's the like something happened and I can't explain it. And this is one of those where it's like you just saw something. And like I don't know if you're trustworthy. This is the problem.
That's the thing. So I can't skip. I don't know you.
I don't know you. So to skip, and I don't know whether I can trust you.
I just think people are stupid, and I'm sure Soda Skip is maybe not the stupidest ever, but I just like, I've thought of crazy things and then someone's been like, no. I've also remembered things wrong. I've been like, that's how it happened, and you tell me. Sometimes we'll tell a story on the podcast together and you'll go, no, it didn't happen like that, Tom, and I'll go, oh, that's how I remember it.
Well, all we have is our memories, and they're fallible.
What's fallible mean?
Like they could be wrong.
In it. And I just don't think that my proof for a ghost is, oh, I saw a person in the back seat.
It is weird, though. It is weird. But I suppose if you know it's a prisoner of war camp, then when you look, you are like, you know, you're going to be inclined to go, maybe it's not.
What do you think happened, Soda Skip? You're driving back from a prisoner of war camp, and the ghost thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to get in the back of your car.
Yeah, they're escaping.
Well, just walk. They're a ghost. Why would the car be the way that the ghost
always know they're ghosts? Like, they think they are, like, the ghost in this scenario probably thought he was still in the prisoner of war camp. It's like, oh, way out.
I tell you what, I will say, I don't like to mess with them. Why I don't want to do this episode is I'm very scared easily. I don't like being scared.
It's covered in cobwebs.
And I feel like, imagine now just the whole wall caved in or something. I would not like to test my luck. I don't want to push my luck.
This knife is I can feel it. It's about to fall off. Sorry. I'm leaving it off. I'm sick of it.
Do you want the devil horns?
No, you've got, you look like a cheeky devil right now. It suits you.
Thank you.
But anyway, wait, no, you thought, no, I don't think ghosts can make walls fall on you.
I bet they could if it was super strong.
I don't think there's ghosts like
How
that.
Strong? But why are you basing this off? A ghost could be anything. It could be the wind. It could be a chill.
My understanding of ghosts, because this is the thing, I feel like I've seen so much. I do like streams like every other week where I look at ghost stuff. I've seen so many videos now that are supposedly ghosts, and the only ones I believe are the ones that, like, I think that aren't doing too much. I don't think they have that much influence over our world. Like, I don't think they could just knock a wall down. I think they could at most do, like, you know what I mean, like shift that cup like an inch or something. Like, I don't think they have that sort of power. You know, I think they can fuck around with electric stuff. Oh,
it's freaking me out talking about this.
Maybe, and they can maybe move things an inch or two.
But say what if a ghost got into the nuclear control room? All it would take is to press a button down. Yeah.
I know. No, I'm thinking about that. No, that's not how nukes work. I've just remembered that's not how nukes work.
Okay, twist a key. Beep, 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 beep. then press a button.
That's a lot. Huh? That's very involved.
Fine, a gun. All it takes is a trigger to be pulled.
That's quite a lot of distance, isn't it, really, though?
Not really. It's a trigger.
Yeah, I know. But you, if you're a ghost, like, think of the resist. I don't know. Because you almost had me for a minute there, because I was like, if there are ghosts on the planet, you know, one of them's a spiteful prick enough to, like, set off the nukes. But all the nukes, yeah, they're behind keys and codes and stuff. You know, I learned this from Instagram or TikTok recently, which means it probably is true. There was an idea. There was a guy who pitched the idea that the nuclear launch codes, there should be a guy who is put on a lifetime wage who is constantly with the president. And they surgically implant the nuclear launch codes in a little capsule right next to his heart. And if the president wants to launch nukes, if they feel they've got to kill that, the president has to himself axe murder that guy to get into his chest and get the codes. The idea being that if someone is going to launch nukes to kill thousands, that they should feel the real weight of taking one innocent life. My point being, it's too complicated. I don't think a ghost could launch nukes, because they'd have to twist a key or type in a code or even axe murder a guy. And I just don't think a ghost can do that.
The whole time I was thinking, where is this going? Like, this is why the world's on fire, because our generation is just not thinking of nothing smart. And then it got to the end and I thought, oh yeah, that is smart.
Do you think that's smart? You think it's a good idea?
Actually, yeah, when you say like that, I should feel the weight of murdering an innocent life. Oh, this is it. This is why I don't like talking about ghosts, because now we're talking about murdering and now we're talking about nukes. And great, I'm going to go home and guess what? I'm going to be a bit anxious and stressed.
And ghosts are always have always been murdered, usually.
Do you know what I mean? Why can't I? They say. What I'd rather talk about, this is why I'm not a fan of Halloween.
No one becomes a ghost when they die normal.
What if we talk about what's at the end of a rainbow? Do you know what I mean? That's what I'd like to talk about. Halloween.
Gold.
Is it, but like, this is why I just don't like...
Is it? You mean seriously?
Is it? This is why I don't like ghost... This is why I don't get how Sam and Colby do what
Ace
they do.
Says, a few months ago, I had a dream that ended up predicting a car crash. Woke up around 4 a.m. sweating after seeing a dark blue car speeding the wrong way down a highway. It crashed into a white ute, and I remember every tiny detail. The order of the cars, the man's hoodie brand, even the bike in the back of the ute. That morning, I told my family about it over breakfast. Late that day, my dad and I were driving when a dark blue Mustang swerved in front of us and clipped our mirror, the exact car from my dream. That night, my mum told me there'd been a crash nearby. A man had been chased by police after stealing a woman's car and ended up crashing into a white ute. He ran off but was caught soon after. The picture in the newspaper looks exactly like what I saw in my dream. That's not ghosts, though. That you're just magic. That's you having magic powers, which is sick. I also believe sometimes people can have magic powers. But
do you know anyone you think has magic powers?
I know plenty of people I think have magic powers. No, I don't think you have magic powers, man. I'm sorry. Maybe.
George, you think you do? Hang on. Do you genuinely think you have magic powers?
A little bit.
How do you have magic powers?
Stomach growled, sorry.
With what?
I don't know, man.
Tell me with what?
I don't really have magic powers. No, I don't.
Who do you know that has magic powers?
I can't tell you who I know who has magic powers. They'll take him in for testing.
Is it anyone I know? Are you being serious or are you taking the mess? Seriously, Jed, seriously, don't fuck around. Like you're this knobhead Ace, do you genuinely think you have any magic powers?
I don't think I do, no.
Do you know anyone you genuinely think?
There are a couple of people I know that I do think might be like a little gifted.
What? Can you please elaborate?
I can't. They'll take them in for testing.
Stop saying
they'll
that,
torture
Jack.
Them.
I want to.
They'll torture.
Know
they'll torture
more.
These people, and they're close to me.
I want to learn more about this.
I know, but I don't know if they'd be comfortable me, you know, telling you about their powers. I'm sorry. I feel, you know.
No.
I just
good. Well, you not only let down me, you've let down the entire audience.
I've told you a little
well.
Bit before. You know, I've told you a little bit about this before.
Oh yeah.
Exactly.
You'd say that.
Can't. Not to the world. They'll take him in for questioning.
No, they won't.
They will. You're giving too much away.
Let me just say.
No. You're not allowed.
Would you actually make me cut it if I said?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
You can't say. They'll take him in for testing and they'll torture him. And
they won't torture him.
They'll torture him.
They're not going to do anything with it.
We have to cut that.
Don't bleep it.
We're bleeping
just...
that. They're going to torture him and do horrible things to him. Because he knows stuff, man.
Let me read
he
one.
He knows
then.
Stuff
Let me read
before
one,
the stuff.
Also, I'm just going to say,
happens
you
and
read
he
that,
sees stuff.
You read that too slow. These two, can I just give you a critique as a man? these two you have read too slowly and with no cinematic anything. And I just, it's like you're trying to bore everyone to death. We're going to end up with fucking 200,000 ghosts, Jack, because of how slow you read it. Do you want to hear how you read it? Right.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
This is by First Lee. I'm a scientist and live deep in the American wilderness. I like to think there's an explanation for everything, but sometimes I'm not so sure. Every now and then when I'm out in the woods, I hear something whisper my name. My native friends have heard it too, and they always say it's best not to answer. One of my friends, an archaeologist, once said she felt something follow her home from a dig site. Another's sister got cursed after inheriting an item from a different tribe. Coyotes sometimes come too close for comfort, and sometimes one will just watch you with eyes that look far too human. It's old country here. I've started leaving offerings at my sites, just in case.
Do we run this through ChatGPT checker?
What?
She sounds like ChatGPT. I don't believe it.
What?
It reads like it's written by ChatGPT. Is this real? Did this really happen?
Accuse someone's ghost story of being AI.
Sounds like AI. It sounds like AI. I think they put it in an AI. I don't believe this.
Another sister's got cursed after inheriting an item from a different tribe.
Someone did a spell on me once. Did I tell you about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, have I talked about that on the podcast? Have I talked about the spell?
Maybe once. Yeah, go on, talk about your spell.
Someone put a spell on me years ago. I think I spoke about this publicly. A girl I was dating for 2 months, she when we broke up, I fucking went on TikTok and she showed up on my For You page and she was doing a spell. She was doing a spell. She had these two candles. So there's a bomb breaking spell. Many people will be familiar if you're into the spell world. There was these two candles and they'd wrapped the candle in string and they'd lit both the candles. And it was like whichever candle went out first, one of them was me, one of them was her. And either way, I think it ended poorly for me.
And clearly...
Yeah, now I'm sat here on all these cobwebs. Spell's finally kicking in. Spell's finally kicking in. Years ago,
someone must have cast a fucking spell on me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
That's why I'm scared of magic. Because if we have magic viewers, which we very well might, I mean, one of them's already claimed to be able to predict car crashes. If we genuinely have these magical viewers like they claim, what if they're sat at home casting spells?
I think that's a lot. One of our viewers is a murderer.
Several.
That's crazy. That statistically, with a few million fans,
there's several murderers.
Several murderers.
All sorts of people.
But there's good people too. There's probably doctors.
Oh God, yeah.
But that. I don't like this. This is why I don't like this stuff, because you have to think too big picture. You know.
So far though, no one's really had a good ghost story. Okay.
If you're going to read
all
one.
They said, oh, no, but all they said was they heard a whisper and then someone felt something follow them home. But like that's too broad.
All right, you try this and one from Lucas it. G, but can you please try and give it a bit more drama?
I work in a hospital and one night I was down in the morgue alone. You see, this is already a good
start. Here we go.
Cleaning the long hallway that leads to the cold storage fridges.
He's a janitor.
I started hearing this low rumbling getting louder and louder. When I turned around, one of the morgue beds was rolling straight towards me, fast. I stopped it before it hit anything, so the ghosts were trying to drag me along with them. See, that's a little creepy.
Yeah, Lucas.
A morgue feels like the place.
Maybe, and why is he not more traumatised? He's describing this too much like a story.
Because it is a story. What?
No, I mean, you should have a bit more.
The thing is, though, if,
fear.
That what if? I don't mean to like discredit you, and I get it because it is creepy.
This episode,
it's a morgue.
By the way, we should have given a warning. If you are going to send in ghost stories, we are just going to like sort of roast and discredit you for
yes,
the whole episode.
Absolutely. No, but my only thing here is that like that does sound a very creepy scenario, and I imagine that would be unsettling. But like being realistic, my guess is that your hospital is on a slant, and someone forgot to put the brakes on the morgue bed. Surely. Like, that just feels...
Joey, all of them have a logistical...
Yeah. So far, yes. Apart from like hearing a whisper in the woods from Firstly, but again,
but that's AI,
I'm still convinced that's AI.
Here's the thing, right? I don't believe in ghosts, but I 100% think monsters are real, but only deep sea monsters. They are. Have you seen the stuff in the deep sea?
Yeah, but right, what is a monster, though?
Crazy thing.
Well, yeah, but it like, depends what your definition of monster is.
I think a bear is a monster.
Like, yeah, I think that's fair.
Have you seen a bear?
Yeah, and I think that's fair. Therefore, then, yes, monsters exist.
Yeah.
What about aliens? Monsters versus Aliens. Great film, but...
Yeah,
what...
yeah, aliens got to exist. I think aliens are going to get us.
You think they're going to get us?
Not in our lifetime, I hope, but...
It's a really deep sigh.
I completely believe in aliens.
I believe in them. I don't think they're here.
Could anyone go, no, I don't believe in aliens?
Yes.
Why? Have some fun. You're kidding me.
No, but like, you know, that's not a good enough reason to believe something.
I don't believe in ghosts
because
it's fun one bit.
They're not fun. Well, they can be fun. Casper, friendly ghost.
Yeah.
He was bear friendly. Have you seen that film? Great film.
No. Well,
he's very friendly.
I
always said Michaela, but that doesn't...
Do you believe in aliens?
Is that Michaela, do we think?
Do you believe in aliens?
We'll figure it out. Yeah, I believe in aliens. Yeah, because...
Talk more aliens for me.
Well, I don't think aliens have been to planet Earth. Like, I don't think they've come here.
People, some crazy people are like, oh, there's proof that we saw a UFO the other year. And I'm like, is there though? Or have you just been on Facebook too long? Do you know what I mean?
I'm with you. No,
are you just tired? Are you tired? Are you hungry? Those are the two.
You
gotta
check them first.
If you've seen a ghost and you weren't tired and you weren't hungry and you're having a good day, I give you props for that. Those are the if those three things you can solemnly check. All right, you've got my attention.
But yeah, with aliens, I think that the universe is huge. It's enormous.
Apparently, it started going back in though, hasn't it?
No. That's no.
Who told me that?
I think when we had the Veritasium boys on, I was saying I think that it'll all come back.
I don't like people with these crazy big ideas. Let's get back down to the ground, everyone.
But yeah, aliens, they're out there, but I don't think they've been here. Why would they?
Yeah, I get you. I think if I was an alien and I could go anywhere, I'd probably go like the sun or something. What? Why is that funny?
How would you go to the sun?
Have you seen it?
It's big.
It's obvious to know where it is.
It's on fire.
Yeah.
Feels like somewhere you shouldn't go.
I wouldn't go in it, obviously. I'd hover.
Oh, you just go nearby.
I bet it's beautiful.
I think the intense radiation and heat would kill you.
It's not... It's hot. It's not radiated. What totally is radiation? Because that's one of the things I've never...
It depends. The radiation from the sun is mostly gamma radiation.
And that's bad because...
I didn't say that. I just said it was gamma radiation. And so it would be radiating gamma rays at you. It's such an intensity, I think you would die. It doesn't turn you into the Hulk anyway. You die.
Why don't we go park? Do you know what I mean? Is what I think when I'm thinking about ghosts too hard.
Let's just read another story.
Okay, yeah, right. Do you want me to read it?
Go on.
This is from Makayla Hill. When I was around 5 or 6...
Why have you done a different voice?
I thought I'd go for a little girl's voice.
Okay.
Assuming Makayla's a girl, they could be a they.
Or a he. It could be anything.
It could be literally anything. It could be everything.
Get back on with this girl.
When I was around 5 or 6... We should do voices for him. When I was around 5 or 6, we lived in this really old rental house. One night, I saw the shadow of a very tall man at the end of a hallway. Weirdly, I wasn't scared. I even told my mum and drew a picture of him.
Years later, I brought it up again, and Mum said she'd seen the same figure years before I was born, a tall shadow on her bedroom wall. She said she didn't feel afraid, though. She felt protected.
My dad, on the other hand, there's more.
Said he's seen the same thing and felt absolutely terrified. I don't know if ghosts are real, but the fact we all saw the same figure without ever talking about it still gives me chills.
That, you see, that's weird. It's when things like that happen. This is the first one that's been a bit convincing to me, right? Because when all three people have the same experience and don't tell each other about it, and then they all of a sudden just all go, oh my God, I thought I was the only one. That's weird.
That is weird.
That is a weird coincidence.
Yeah.
It's shit like that where, like, I can't think of a good explanation.
It doesn't make me like living by myself, the idea of ghosts.
I'm not worried about. I don't think they're anything to worry. I don't think they can hurt you.
They're not until you slag them off on your podcast for an hour. Then they'll be pissed off. It's like Oasis fans. Do you know what I mean? They're fine until you go and slag them off, and then they'll start on you.
Did happen. But, I don't think ghosts will hurt you or anything. And I like stories like this because, like, people always say when it's stuff like that, they're like, oh, maybe it's like dead relatives watching over you and stuff. And although the idea of it is a little intrinsically creepy, it's overall like quite comforting, right? Like that you're being watched over and stuff.
Oh my God, that's like 20 pages of these.
We got loads of stories, man.
Fucking hell,
all the viewers have sent in what costume they're wearing for Halloween.
No.
We can go through those as well, maybe.
We've got a lot of
ghost stories feel like the more exciting one.
Yeah, I want to do ghosts.
Imogen sent one in.
Could you do a proper good voice for this, please? Because you've got such a talent with your accents and voice that you're utilising.
During lockdown, I had a nightmare about a ghostly woman called the woman. She wore a black bridal dress and drained souls through people's faces.
Okay, here we go.
She appeared in three more dreams that week. A week later, I logged into Minecraft and my skin had changed, replaced with a perfect replica of her, blood and all. No one else had access to my account and I couldn't find that skin anywhere online. I used it for a year thinking it might keep her happy. Then, one night on a video call, my friend started screaming. They said there was something behind me. A ghostly woman's face hovering just over my shoulder. I couldn't see anything, but they sent screenshots. It looked exactly like her. After that, I never saw her again, but I still have the photos. I still don't believe in ghosts, though. Lol.
Okay. First of all, participant for that was amazing. Second of all, if there was a ghost, why would it log on to Skindex? Create a Minecraft skin of itself.
This is a little hard to believe.
Swap the skin as you. I'm telling. Also, I'm not being funny, mate. Your mates played a prank on you. You just described. Obviously, your mates have access to your account, change your thing, and then they were texting each other on Discord. Let's start screaming. Like, I can tell you what, you accidentally wrote share screen and showed your password.
Yeah, I think you, because the one thing you've not said, so I'm going to assume you did, is you told your friends about the woman, and that's why they've pulled this prank on you.
You've been pranked.
I think you've been. I think you've been pranked is what's happened.
You have been pranked. I just sent in a prank.
I really like, I had a nightmare about a ghostly woman called the woman.
A week later, I logged into Minecraft and my skin had changed. And it's how they sent it in. Like, so serious. I'm so sorry, Imogen. You have been pranked.
I just love, I couldn't find that skin anywhere online. It's like
searching ghost skin.
Looked up the woman. The woman's skin. God,
you need to get some better mates. All right, can you keep doing that?
You lot have
please?
Mad usernames, by the way. We've got Dr. McSpankus coming up, but right now we've got Halloumi.
Keep giving me these voices. That was unreal.
Okay,
there's the voice that just doesn't fit. Doing like a old Scottish man for little Imogen in lockdown. Okay, go on, give us another for Halloumi.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityCairo.com. That's AbilityCairo.com.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
I don't know what voice to do now. Wait, I've been.
You did get the best voice.
You might have to
just keep doing that.
I could do it again.
When me and my sister were little, we had this duck shaped radio we used to listen to during baths. One day I accidentally dropped it in the water and it broke. We were devastated. So Dad took the batteries out and hid it in the attic so we wouldn't mess with it. That night, we woke up to the sound of distorted music playing from the duck radio, even though it had no batteries and was locked away upstairs. Safe to say we let Dan throw it out after that.
It's just a broken radio with a bit of electricity still in it.
That's not... with a bit of electricity still in it. What the fuck are you talking about?
That's what can happen.
No, you can't...
It's still in the circuit. It fell over probably and it kicked it. It gave it a last bit of a kick.
How would it possibly have electricity left in it?
I don't know. Ask the science lads.
You can't just have like left... unless there's a capacitor in there or some sort of battery.
They just said it has a battery.
Yeah, but they took the batteries out.
Well, they probably... yeah, but it would have left over a little bit.
That's not how batteries work. Also,
I don't make the rules.
If the batteries are out, then it might not be a completed circuit, so it shouldn't even be able to turn on. That is weird.
My God. Do you remember when my fucking cassette player went off on tour and I showed you the video? That was weird.
Oh, yeah.
In the hotel room. That was haunting.
That was weird.
I was sat reading and then all of a sudden the radio started going and I was just like, I freaked out, but I forgot I had a cassette player in my bag. I reached all the way in and it was like fell onto the radio setting and was making it. That was actually pretty fucking terrifying.
That is scary.
That was some of the most scared I've been.
Radio. They always say it's radios. The spirit box is just like.
And
FM
I heard it
radio,
say, so I filmed AM it. Radio. I'll put that on the Patreon because I filmed. I immediately just went, no, if I'm dying, I'm getting a vlog.
The only thing I can think of as an explanation with the duck thing is if there is a capacitor in there, then water, because it fell in the bath, water can short circuit things. So say there was a capacitor in there, it could turn it on. But the thing is, I don't imagine it'd have a capacitor big enough to like play for more than a few seconds.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's a little weird. Anyway. Right.
For Dr. McSpankus, can you do that voice for Elon Musk? Hello. What is it?
Dr. McSpankus.
How do you do it?
Hello. Wait.
No, it's the Elon Musk.
How am I? Oh, yeah.
How am I? Is the smiling
face. Hello, it is me, Jerry Jackson.
Okay, there you go.
It's Jerry Jackson's voice.
Here you go.
Dr. McSpank. Oh, God.
Yeah, come
on. No, but this one, it starts with this might be a bit heavy for
just,
the pod.
Just commit to a voice.
I'll do it, but if this is insensitive, I apologize.
The name's Dr. McSpankers. It can't be that heavy. Okay.
This might be a bit heavy for the pod, but ever since I was a kid, I've had the same nightmare. No, it's going to be difficult to follow the story if I do the voice.
Okay,
read
your Scottish voice.
All right.
This might be a bit heavy for the pod, but ever since I was a kid, I've had the same nightmare. I call the Sinu woman. And the dream, I wake up in my room exactly as it is, except as a woman with no skin, sitting in front of the TV. The screen blares harsh static, and I can't move or break eye contact. She doesn't leave until she blinks. Sometimes she speaks in Latin, a language I've never known.
How the fuck do you know it's Latin then? Yeah. How do you know? It's just made up. If you're dreaming it, then it's just going to be bullshit, isn't it? It's just going to be bullshit your brain come up with. Anyway,
a language I've never known. Love you. Love you, suit crew. Happy Halloween.
Thank you, Dr. McStrankus. That wasn't that heavy.
That wasn't heavy. It was a woman with no skin who speaks like a Latin woman.
What you've had is a dream. What you've had is sleep paralysis. That's what sleep paralysis is. You've had a dream, and the lady with no skin is the sleep paralysis demon in your case. Yeah, I just really like she speaks in Latin. I like a language I've never known, but confident that it is Latin. Which is it? How have you figured that out? Have you like researched, like you've remembered the words and looked them up the next day? Or I cannot remember dreams very well. Like they go so quickly for me.
Yeah.
So like
too.
I would not remember.
I get like one a week that stays with me for the day.
And it doesn't even stay with me like very well.
Okay. What are the, this feels particularly important now. What are the good low voices do you have you can do? You've got low Scottish.
I don't know. I just don't know.
You've got like a low Irish, low American.
I could try Irish. Amelia. Wait, no, I'm going to do Scottish again because I'm thinking about Ireland. Wait, I got it. Right.
Oh, it's so good accent. Oh my God.
When my dad was a teenager, he and his aunt were messing around with a Ouija board late one night. Around 12:03 a.m., the board started spelling help over and over and then stopped responding completely. The next morning, my dad's aunt woke him to say his brother and father were in the hospital after being T-boned on their way home. The crash happened at exactly 12:03 a.m.
What's T-boning?
T-bone is like when, it's fucked to be fair, it's fucking dangerous. When like a car crash happens where like one goes into the side of the other like that.
Oh.
But like, I wasn't expecting it. Yeah, I mean, hey, if true, crazy. Crazy if true, you know what I mean? Because like, I'm not sure about Ouija boards, right? I'm always like, are people, like, is one of the people just moving it? Because like, usually several people do it. Is one of the people just moving it? And like, you know, I'm scared of them though. I've been, all the people I know that are really spiritual have always said, do not fuck with them. They're bad juju. They invite evil spirits. So I've just been like,
why?
Okay. I don't know. They're just like, they open a portal to a bad realm.
Who are you talking to?
Just people, man.
What people?
People that know ghosts and stuff. And they
we
say,
know a lot of
they
the
say,
same people.
They say Ouija boards. Yeah, you don't know. I'm these are Mansfield people.
Oh, well, there you go.
But yeah, they're like, you know, they say don't mess around with Ouija boards. But either way, I've never been wholly convinced that they really are communication. But when it starts saying help and it happens at the same time that something like that happens, that is a weird coincidence. That is weird. That's a weird story.
I think it's all coincidence, man. Like, I think what happened was a car crash. That, you know, I don't think a ghost...
Yeah, but it's weird that the Ouija board is spelling help. Even if, like, their friend was messing around and spelling help and, like, it wasn't really the board. So isn't it weird, though,
the board
that
needed...
it happened at the same
but
time?
But why would the ghost of the board need help for what was about to happen the next day?
It didn't happen the next day. It happened at the same time. They didn't find out till the next morning.
How would they know it happened at exactly 12:03? A crash?
Police report?
Yeah. I just...
I
just don't know, Jack. It just seems like a lot of hippy-dippy to me.
It's weird, man. That is weird. That's a weird story.
All right, I'm going to do one. What voice should I try and do?
I don't know, man.
Give me a cool voice, man. I'll try.
You try one of the voices I did. You recreate it.
I genuinely think... I got a burp.
That's a burp halfway through.
I genuinely think the shut up.
I keep seeing the burp come in. Sorry. Oh, what a thing. Sorry.
That was a proper burp.
So sorry, everyone. That's so rude. I'm so sorry. I just could tell it was on its way. It's because I was going low, and low is where the burps are.
Low is where the burps are, yeah. I genuinely think. Shut up, I'm talking. Patreon saved my life. I live alone. And the other night I heard someone fiddling with my door lock. I thought it was my mum. She has a spare key. But no one came in. When I checked, the door was wide open and no one was there. Mum said it wasn't her. The whole time I had the new Shut Up, I'm Talking episode blasting in my room. I'm convinced the intruder heard Tommy in it and Jack Manifold yelling and decided to leave. Lifesavers.
That's not probably a ghost. It's an interesting story, and I'm glad we saved your life. So yeah, if you want to just do like a year long subscription, that's fine.
Yeah, I think you got robbed.
I think someone tried to rob you and then, yeah, heard you watching TV and left, I would say.
Yeah.
Not a ghost. And it probably, yeah, a criminal, I would say that was.
It's probably more like a criminal. That's probably, nice thinking.
Probably something like a criminal.
Criminal. Yeah, it was a criminal, I think.
I think yeah, a robber.
I think you should probably...
Probably turn to the police.
Yeah, speak to the police.
And change your locks.
Yeah, definitely change your locks.
Absolutely change your locks.
What you shouldn't do, I think, is send this in as a ghost story. I think that was maybe the last.
I mean, unless you've already done all the
other stuff. You know, if stuff happens to you guys, just as a rule of thumb, if stuff happens to you, last thing is assume it's a ghost. Think logically first.
Yeah, no, that even I, as someone that believes in ghosts, though, like apply these same rules. Always, always try and find an explanation.
Yes.
Ghosts are like the last ditch thing.
They are the last, and I can quickly find an explanation for this one that warrants action.
Warrants action is a very fair point.
You know,
we got one from Rat.
Okay, you go.
I've had lots of paranormal stuff happen. Things flying off shelves, cupboards opening on their own, that sort of thing. But two experiences in 2021 really stuck with me. Once, I was at my grand's house and saw a dark silhouette come down the stairs. It rattled the glass door handle for ages, then disappeared into the other room. The worst one happened a few weeks later. I was alone in my room when something grabbed my shoulders and pulled me backward hard enough to leave marks. I've had other things happen since, but nothing that bad again.
Mad if true. Mad if true.
I can't keep saying mad if true. They're not lying, are they?
They could be. They could. The people could just lie to us here.
Why is something grabbing your shoulders and pulling you back?
That, yeah.
That's... What would an illogical explanation for that be?
Yeah, I've got nothing. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're alone in your room... What marks did it leave?
I'll have more questions for all of them. Do you know?
You know, I'm what, like hand marks on the shoulders, or just like, did you get like friction burn?
Maybe
from
it was
going
just, maybe it was a big pubescent growth spurt that happened very quick.
I've grown dead quicker than you got stretch marks. I had that. And I've got.
I have crazy stretch marks.
I look
on my
like
back.
A tiger at my back. Got stretch marks all over my back. Yeah.
Me too.
They never went.
Me too. Yeah, me too. Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe it was. I don't know what that was.
Growth
be.
Spurt.
Yeah, a bit of a really quick, or maybe
really, really intense growth.
Maybe do you have that where you're falling asleep and then your body jolts a bit?
Yeah.
Maybe it was that. Maybe your back
just jolted. I learned this recently.
I did. You told me. So
shit. Why?
I don't know why.
I didn't tell you on the podcast, did I?
I think so. Or maybe it was. Yeah, you did.
Oh my god! I hate this. I love recounting facts. I don't like when I can't.
I tell you what. I think Halloween's a bit much too. Just before we do our next story, I think the sweets are typically bad on Halloween.
Whoa!
And I've never been a fan.
Love
and
hearts.
Guess what I did once on Halloween, mate? I've told this before. I shat myself. It was crazy. And do you know
how old were you?
Like 14, 13. You know
when was the last
I was
time?
12.
Can I ask a question? When was how old were you when you last shat yourself?
Skip. My mum. My mum banned me from Halloween, age 12. She said I was too tall.
You'd be scaring people.
She said I'd scare people. Old ladies. She height shamed me.
That is...
She said, Tom, you and Aaron and Freddie, if you knock on people's doors, they'll think you're going to mug them. I go, why would they think that?
Why would they be thinking that on Halloween? They'd surely...
When I'm dressed up in a costume, she went, no, you'd go around scaring people. I was 12. I was like 11, 12.
Yeah, I'm not scared of a 12-year-old.
No, my mum was like, oh, all the old ladies are going to... What old ladies? She was
just
crazy.
Just don't go to old lady houses.
My mum's crazy and I hate her.
I used to love Halloween. We had this one American family who lived on my road
really
when I was
mum.
Growing up.
Don't really hate your mum.
That's all right.
One American family.
There's a big American family. And obviously Americans take Halloween so fucking seriously.
No,
right?
Yeah, God.
Like British people like put a pumpkin outside, like make
call it a day.
Go Halloween aisle on Asda, pick up a mask and go get some sweets, right? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's nothing. This house, they'd all sit out on the porch, all the family, and they would be were always zombies, but the makeup was incredible. They'd have like the contacts to white out their eyes, and like they were scary. When I was a kid, I was like, they are real zombies at that point. You know, like everyone else has got like obvious costumes on.
Yeah.
And these guys are like genuine real zombies. And the only way you could get, and they get a kick out of it. The only way you could go get the sweets is by walking through the garden, of which there's loads of them.
Oh, this is horrible.
There's like, it's like a big family.
They just sit out there all night.
And they just sat there all night. Well, not all night, but you know, a long time. And you have to walk through them, and they were in character. They just like,
what the fuck?
And then you have to grab the sweets. But then they started putting like a tent out on the garden, so it was like a bit of a maze. So you had to honestly, mate, it was
amazing.
So I used to enjoy Halloween a lot, but specifically just to go to that house because it was just at the bottom of the road. I used to fucking love it. But I don't know why Americans like it so much, because it's like a pagan thing, right?
It's an American thing. What's pagan thing?
It's like a pagan thing, I think. And it's like, do they have pagans there?
I don't know. Americans love it.
They really, really
love
it.
They love celebrating. They need a bit of joy in their life in a way we just don't.
They celebrate so much stuff. 4th of July, they just make up things. In 4th of July, Thanksgiving, they're just making shit up.
But they need something to be happy about in America. In England, we're happy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Are we?
Yeah. In America, I haven't got my dream yet. Shut up. Have a pint. Shut up. Sick of you.
You sounded like me.
I'm sorry. I'm just so annoying.
Silly Billy.
Silly Billy.
Silly Billy Awards. It's a little Stafford's Let's Flats reference. Silly Billy says, I really can't read. I read Family Guy in that. About 2 years ago, my family was playing the game of life. Out of nowhere, I felt freezing cold and got the urge not to look at the window. Of course, I did. And there was a man standing
Silly
there
Billy.
Waving. His face covered in bandages. I stared for a few minutes and suddenly that heavy cold feeling lifted and he was gone.
Right, what happened is you had a cold. There you go.
What?
Well, I get hallucinations when I have a cold.
To the point where you'd see him shit like that?
I once, when I was really, really little, I had a really bad cold and I woke up in the middle of the night and I kept calling my mum Hagrid.
You did mention that.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
I think we've spoken about this on the podcast before. When I was a kid, there was this one medicine that's roughly related to Benadryl, if you're an American. And as we know, Benadryl, when taken in large quantities, can cause hallucinations. And there's one, like, cold and flu medication for kids that were given out in the early 2000s, late 90s, that they figured out, because of the dosage, was causing hallucinations in people. So when I was a kid, I was given this medication because I had the flu. I tripped balls.
Really?
I like hallucinated, but I was like three, so I didn't really get it. But yeah, it was a hallucinogenic. Oh, bless my parents. The study hadn't been done at this.
Tripped balls.
The study hadn't been done at this point, so no one knew. They just thought I was really ill, and that's why I was hallucinating. But we've since figured out it was this medicine that made me hallucinate. But I don't think even still I've ever had an hallucination so vivid that, like, because they said they stared at it for a few minutes. That's what's weird.
Was it, or did it feel like a few minutes? Because surely it would be your turn in the game of life after a few minutes. This is the thing, you got to pick apart the little holes that they leave in their stories. Why were you cold?
Fair point.
Because you were playing the game of life. You were probably sat in the kitchen. Kitchens are cold. There are fridges. You were playing a board
the
game.
The fridge makes the room warmer.
You were playing. No, it doesn't.
Because it kicks out heat.
No, it doesn't.
It does. It makes the room warm.
Literally, I've walked down the fridge aisle in shops and it's so cold.
That's different. They're open fridges.
Okay, I'm not arguing about this. Right. You're playing the game of life. You're playing a board game with your family. That means it's probably winter. No one does board games in summer. You go out partying, being crazy, go clubbing. Out of nowhere, I felt freezing, got the urge not to look at the window. I don't know. Maybe you've had a past fear with the window.
This is weird, but it sounds a bit too good to be true. I just don't believe there was a bandage man.
There's not been one right now that I fully believe.
I was a little thrown off by the car crash one, and I was a little thrown off by the all three of them, like the person, the mum and the dad, all seeing the shadow figure. That was weird.
Right, you give us Rena M's.
All right. One night, my cousin, sister, and I were playing hide and seek. My cousin and I hid in the guest room while my sister searched. We heard footsteps and a loud knock on the wall. Thought it was her. Then we heard her running towards us yelling, "I know you're in here," but the room she thought she'd heard the noise from was empty. To this day, we still hear footsteps and knocking from that room when it's empty. Oh, I understand.
What?
So...
there's a lot of knocking in that story.
So what it was is that they're hiding. They've heard a loud knock and they figured it's the sister. But the sister has heard the knock and figured it's them and ran into this room where she heard the knock and it's empty.
You got mice in the wall. Rats.
What? A big knock, though. Rats aren't doing that.
Have you seen
you
them?
Actually think, you need to befriend the mouse in your house.
There's a mouse in my house.
There is?
Yeah.
Yeah, you think he's going to knock on your
walls? I just hadn't put it. I had dripping the
got
other night.
Cheese?
Oh my God, all night the other night at home. It was horrifying.
A drip.
Yeah, that's a tap on. So I solved that ghost mystery. Do you know what I mean? One of our viewers would be like, oh, it was a ghost. No, it wasn't. I'd have to tap on.
Yeah, no, some people would, but like that, I mean, Bandage Man's weird if that's real. And like the knock is also a bit weird.
Cockroaches, load of little cockroaches.
That's not how they sound and you know it.
A little bit of something.
I'm not saying like houses do make noises and they settle and stuff. Like, you know what I mean? They do make noises, but it's a little weird that you still hear footsteps
here we go.
And stuff.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
Ronnie, a couple of years ago, my friends and I explored an abandoned 1800s town near our homes. In the second house, everything seemed normal until we went upstairs. There was a Ouija board surrounded by maybe 40 or 50 candles. Some were broken, like whoever had been there left in a hurry. After a few minutes, we heard footsteps downstairs. Then a laugh. We ran. As we got outside, I swear I heard a door slam upstairs. I'll never go back there again.
Creepy story. Experienced very similar myself when me and Toby went to Germany. And we went to this like haunted, it was an abandoned hotel that was supposedly haunted. And then upstairs there was like, yeah, room that like, I guess because it was abandoned for a while, like some people had set it up as like a little like seance room. They had like a pentagram on the floor. It was pretty fucking weird. So I know what you're saying. I'm always a little skeptical of abandoned buildings. Reason being, squatters. You know what I mean? Like, I my guess is that probably some kids like yourselves, like, went in, you know, because it's all creepy house, did the Ouija board thing themselves because they thought it was funny, got scared, legged it. And then you went later and like, hearing the laugh downstairs is strange, but also like could be squatters, could be other people showing up. Or
someone just didn't want to clean up after themselves.
Well, yeah.
They just left their Ouija board and a couple of candles.
I don't think that's the part they're worried about. I think the part is the laugh and the footsteps downstairs.
Rats or cockroaches?
What the fuck are you doing, man? But like that is weird. But I'm always just like squatters are good at hiding. Like I just feel like
squatters are people who live in abandoned buildings, isn't it?
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to be a squatter. I don't think
squatters want to be squatters, mate.
Sure,
I think it's a necessity thing.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying.
You know, they're like common in LA. I know a few people have had like squatters in their house
because this is the thing with squatters' rights, isn't it? Where if they're in there for like 4 years, it becomes theirs.
I forget how squatters' rights exactly works, yeah.
If you're in somewhere for 4 years and you don't leave, you just legally you get the property. You can't leave it for like 4 years. It's like mental, but like,
mad.
I think, yeah. Well, you know people who've just had someone in their house?
Yeah. Really? Yeah, people in LA, they had like squatters in their house.
What did you do? Just ask, could you leave?
Because they would move around the house in such a way. It was a big enough house, and they moved around the house in such a way that they just never got caught. And then eventually they started like noticing the signs. They're like, I think someone's here. And they were. And they were.
See, that upset. That freaks me out a lot more than ghosts.
Yeah, that it should. That squatters can hurt you.
Have you watched
it's Parasite.
Yeah, have you watched Parasite?
Yeah, it's like Parasite, isn't it?
Oh my God. What? So they're in like a mansion and like.
Well, I don't know if it was a mansion,
but a big house.
Big enough house.
Oh my God.
Yeah, mad, isn't it? That is literally the plot of Parasite. And it ends badly for him, as you know. Not to spoil the ending of Parasite. Well, that was ambiguous. Amy L. Me.
Yeah.
About a year ago, I was putting the tinfoil away in my kitchen when I heard a little girl's voice behind me say, "Hello?" All the windows were closed. I was completely alone. Still can't explain it. You see, I'm not going to judge you for that because we had minus the tinfoil, the exact same experience.
Tinfoil's scratchy, isn't it? It could probably make it sound like, and you probably hear that. Hello?
You think they rustled the tinfoil in such a way they went, "Hello?"
Yeah, but no, little girl. Hello? It's like little metally bits.
I think it would be more likely that a ghost said it than tinfoil was rustled
said.
In such a way that it sounded like it was a little girl saying hello. Are you mental? What are you talking about?
I just don't know. I just don't believe it.
It happened to, that literally happened to us, almost verbatim. Like, I'm not going to judge you for it. Obviously, I'm just taking your word for it. And like, maybe, I think the only difference with ours is we all heard it. Because if I just heard something on my ones, I would always be like, oh, I probably was just hearing things. But it's like, so that's the only thing. Maybe you were just hearing things. But like our thing was that we had other people there to verify. But yeah, weird, 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 weird.
Right, I'm going to go for you a couple now. Is this one good? Okay, this one looks mad. I'm going to skip ahead a couple.
Go for it.
This is by SNX. The men in my family have always been sensitive to the paranormal. My uncle Phil's an alchemist and witch.
What? You can't be a
so
witch.
So when he took my brother and me...
Wizards. The wizard.
So when he took my brother and me to an abandoned nursing home, I trusted him. I don't like Uncle Phil, who's a witch who takes you to abandoned nursing home.
Yeah, it's not right. Yeah,
I don't know. Inside, we found a huge empty hall and a pitch black doorway. Uncle Phil told us not to go near it. I took a Polaroid photo anyway. It came out completely blank. When I tried again, the camera jammed and cracked. As we left, both my brother and I felt weak and short of breath. Uncle Phil said something was trying to attach itself to us, and I believe him. Right, what it was, asbestos in the building, and your Uncle Phil's a nutter.
There you go.
That's harsh.
Mystery solved. The thing is, though, Uncle Phil's...
He's an alchemist and witch.
No,
he should be into woodworking.
What? I'm not even picking that apart right now. Uncle Phil, I must admit, the weakness and shortness of breath is what they say, that is the attachment thing. Uncle Phil's got the ball knowledge.
Maybe my mum's ME is she's just got a ghost on her.
Have you tried taking her to it, so like an exorcist maybe?
No. I could take her to an exorcist. Maybe that's where her chronic fatigue is. I don't know if she'd like if I said that to her though.
I don't know. I don't want to, you know. You put me in a difficult spot. I'm going to move on. That is weird. I get it, man, because I know people that are like sensitive to stuff. And I believe them somehow. I do. I don't think they would lie to me. I know someone who can, they claim they can see people's aura. They can see their aura, and everyone's aura is a different color.
Here's the thing, right? Here's the thing. I trust people. I trust people socially so much. I will tell anyone anything. I trust them to bits. But I think everyone is stupid. So, I've never met one person who I'm like, oh, you're genuinely crazy smart. Ever. And I've met so many people. I've met people who are crazily creative, but smart? No.
Really? I think you've met plenty of smart people. Again, we have the Veritasium boys on here.
They're just well-read.
No, but they're smart. Like, they could apply logic. They were clever.
I just, I, 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 I've met people who I think are brilliant and who are very creative, but I just don't trust when people are like, because you meet the most smart people and then they're like, oh, by the way, int star sign's brilliant. What? You meet the most smartest people ever and then they say some mad shit like, and by the way, the minute you were born affects who you are as a person. What? What? You have a PhD?
It just seemed weird to me, the concept of star signs, purely based off the fact that, like, as you say, like, it's like the minute you were born. I'm like, I could almost believe it more if it was from the minute you were conceived. But that'd be a really awkward question to go around asking everybody, wouldn't it? When were you conceived? And you know, sometimes people don't know. That's the other thing.
No, you lose track in the moment.
If you're shagging loads, you don't know exactly which shag led to the bed. You don't. You don't know.
I just don't think anyone is smart.
With star signs, this is my point, right? Sorry, this is the point I'm trying to make.
Where's the point?
What really changes?
Everyone's like,
when
oh,
you leave
are...
the womb, like, you were the same, like, all...
You cut the cord, the umbilical cord.
You breathe now.
Oh, yeah, because the umbilical cord, that was storing all my personality in it, wasn't it?
You know what I'm saying? Like, what, you know...
Everyone's like, oh, but Tom, you're such an Aries. Shut up. It's been made, so you pay some money for a thing.
But I'm very Leo. Whenever I read about it, I go, I am like that.
Bro, I just think that this is what I'm saying about smart people. You think they're dead smart, and then they say something stupid, and you're like, you're not even that smart.
I think smart people can have allowed to be stupid maybe once or twice.
I've met smart people that are stupid loads. And this is why I'm thinking, nah.
I think you're the opposite.
What do you mean?
You're a stupid guy that sometimes says things that are really smart.
Like when?
Which one? Smart things or stupid things?
Both.
Stupid things, I reckon, just... Pick an episode of the podcast. Give it a watch.
Okay.
Smart things. You. I think you're very wise. I think you hit wisdom.
Yeah, but that's wisdom. That's not smarts.
I think you say wise stuff.
I'm overwhelmingly wise. I've got wisdom in a way you couldn't even.
And I think you really understand certain things very well. But I think.
Oh yeah, great wisdom. I've got crazy wisdom.
But so like for example, the other week when. You tried to figure out half of double 27. You couldn't figure it out. You couldn't figure out half of double 27 because you kept saying, I have to double it first, which is mental. And even now, you can't figure
27,
out...
27, it's 27.
Yes. Yeah. But you worked it out.
Oh, yeah.
This is what I'm saying. I can't, like, I was trying to explain... You
56.
No, stop working it out. Half of double is just going to be what you started with. I can't believe that it took me re-explaining. You didn't even realise when I said it then. This is what I mean.
That's
like,
what I mean. Like, I'm wise, but I'm not smart.
And that's not even like being bad at maths. That's like, that's logic, man. Like, that's just, that isn't even
maths. Crazy, crazy trickery wordplay. Okay, no. It's this is what I'm saying. These people, I think claiming all this, it requires something more than smart. I don't know. I just think everyone's stupid.
Ooh, I want to read one more.
Okay.
We're running out of time, but I'll read one more. Mia says, I was messing around with a spirit box in my room, which for those who don't know, is like a little radio, but it scans through channels. Suppose you can use it to communicate with ghosts. Anyway, messing around with a spirit box in my room and asked, anyone here? And it replied, yes. Then I asked, who are you? It said, Dad. My dad passed away in 2020. I haven't touched the spirit box since. I've also seen things move on their own and heard whispers right by my ear. The spirit box thing is an interesting one, right? Because it's weird how it works. So what it's doing is it's scanning AM radio very rapidly. And the idea is that it, like, a ghost will influence it to sort of briefly tune into channels to say the word or sentence that it wants to say, right? I believe wholeheartedly that it probably did say dad. But that's another thing. It's quite hard. I've used them enough. Like, it's quite hard to know what they're saying. Like, they're a little... Oh, you've done it, haven't you? I forget. You did it with Sam and Colby. They're a little bit difficult to make out, aren't they? And I'm just like, I feel like you're possibly looking for it to say dad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That is a tough one, isn't it?
But I don't want to tell you that that isn't real, because I think if you're choosing to believe it's real, then I think it's a beautiful thing. And whether it is or it isn't, like... I think if it felt real to you, then that's all that matters.
I think, do you know what the difference is with me for ghosts? Is I don't know if I hope they're real or not. I don't think I do. I hope they're not real. Freak me out.
I
Whereas something aliens, I really hope they're real.
It's a weird one.
But shall we move over to our freaking Patreon? Because it's
And I'll get into why you've got to be a little existential about ghosts now.
And then we need to read people's Halloween costumes. And we have so much about ghosts.
We have loads. But before we move, how is the worm doing? It's been attacked by spiders. As is the whole set. But it's still the marketable worm on account of...
Look at these hoodies you've been wearing all episode.
Can they still buy these?
Chat, look still at buy these. That you're wearing. Show that jacket off. Fucking hell.
Double merched up today. Double merched up on a Tuesday. Who's doing this? Who's double merched up on a Tuesday? You can be by going to suitmerch.store, buying a worm, buying these. It'd be excellent.
Getting this nice hoodie.
Regular
worm
will be back next week. Don't worry. I know many people are missing them. I don't know that. None of the episodes where we had them have released, but I'm guessing the comments are saying that they're missing them.
Cool.
But anyway. We're going to move over onto our Patreon at $7. You get an extra episode every single week, as well as Jacktivities, as well
and
as Tom
every
Talks.
Episode we've
as
ever
well
done.
As 10% off of the merch. If you subscribe to the Patreon, you get 10% off of the merch. You can make that money back. If you're going to buy a shirt, if you make a purchase worth £70 or $70 or more, which is a few items of merch, all of a sudden, if you subscribe to the Patreon, it evens out. You were going to spend the money anyway.
And also, you're going to spend it on something stupid anyway, so it should be ours.
I think that's maths, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, if you were going to buy $70, if you're buying $70 or more worth of merch, it makes sense to buy the Patreon and that, because you'll save money or at least break
what's
even.
What's double half of seven? Give that to us. Right, we'll see you over on the...
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale. Right.